Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh. Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A Justice Department attorney told a federal appeals court that Attorney General William Barr may have had secret information that led him to request that charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn be dropped. Jeffrey Wall, the acting U.S. Solicitor General, hinted at the secretive information during a hearing before the full 10-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The session was held to determine whether the Justice Department should be allowed to drop Flynn's case. In May, Barr recommended that federal courts drop the charges of perjury against Flynn, who pleaded guilty almost 3 years ago to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. Wall said Barr may have been acting on non-public information when he made that recommendation. The appeals court ordered the hearing last month, reversing a June decision by its 3-judge panel that a district court judge may drop the charges. President Trump had previously criticized prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
One company is in high demand during the coronavirus pandemic. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Clorox has been ramping up production amid the coronavirus pandemic. In a conversation on ABC's Good Morning America, Clorox CEO-elect Linda Rendell says they're producing as many packages as they can on a daily basis.
We are making more disinfecting products than we ever have before. Since January, we're able to make 100 million more disinfecting products than we did before. That's a 50% increase. And specific to wipes, we're making nearly 1 million packages of wipes every single day and shipping them to stores.
Rendell also shares a few tips on how to find those hard-to-find wipes.
First, many stores online, you can sign up for reminders when products are back in stock. You can do that at Walmart.com. Other stores allow you to enter your zip code to see if products are in stock in store at the moment that you click. And certainly store managers can help you understand when shipments arrive at their stores. You can plan your shopping trip. And then, of course, you can use our website, Clorox.com, and use other products, including Clorox Bleach, that's in a good in-stock position right now. And we have many tips on how you can use that to disinfect surfaces all around your home.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and America is questioning the whole voting process. Mail-in voting, absentee, what is it all about? Ballot harvesting, possible election interference from Russia, China. Well, let's even talk about the domestic big tech players and ballot harvesters. The president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott and former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida, is back with us to untangle all this confusion. Ed Pasquale, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great being back on.
Okay, so help us understand, America's losing confidence, and it was, interesting because initially when they talked about, for example, mail-in voting, sound pretty benign on the surface. The mainstream media got behind it and said, well, because of COVID and all that, we really talk about mail-in voting. So clearly there was a challenge with education and getting people to understand what's going on. There's probably been, since people are getting a better understanding of what mail-in voting and the possibility of interference and voter fraud coming into play, there's been like a 15-point swing in terms of support of mail-in voting as opposed to absentee voting, right?
Yeah, and so what you hit on the greatest point, because really what this is about is people having confidence in our election system and confidence that whatever the result is, that it's a true and verifiable result. And that's really fundamental to our democracy. So that is the bigger picture. But I think it's important for your listeners to understand voter fraud comes in many forms. And so we're talking about false registrations, people who are registered to vote who are not eligible, whether for whatever reason, maybe they're not a citizen or whatever it is, maybe they in their state they've committed a felony that would disqualify them from voting. So you've got that. You've got duplicate voting. So as an example, you might have in Florida, we always have an issue with transplant New Yorkers who still have residents in New York voting in New York and also trying to vote here. There's always some shadow of that. There's buying votes by candidates where vote harvesting, where you go into, let's just say, I'll give you an example of a simple one. You go into a nursing home where people are there who may or may not be able to make a legitimate choice, but they're helped by others who are there to essentially to harvest votes. Mm-hmm. There's some of those things. So illegal assistance at the polls, ineligible voting. So there's a series of those things. And the concern is, so as an example, Bill, in Florida, we've had a pretty robust absentee ballot program for years mm-hmm. and years. And in fact, Republicans generally in Florida did it better from an absentee standpoint than Democrats. Now you've got states that are beginning to do this and opening up the mail-in process or mail-in voting process who have no experience whatsoever. But I'll give you an example. Even in Broward County, that's Fort Lauderdale, which was the epicenter of the 2000 recount, and even up until last election cycle, in 2018, Broward County did its own audit of that election and found that there, in more than half of the election precincts in Broward, there were more votes cast than the number of voters in the precinct. There is something inherently wrong with that, that there was confusion in the ballot design that caused people to miss an important contest. There was money wasted on blank ballots being printed. And by the way, no security around how to keep controls around those blank ballots. And so those are the kind of things that their Broward County's own audit of its 2018 election showed. It's not me saying it. It's not the president saying it. Mm-hmm. It's Broward County, which is effectively the bluest county in Florida.
Exactly. Well, in California, I happen to be in California right now, Ed. Judicial Watch challenged, as you are aware, challenged California and in their, you know, their registration, and found that there were at least 3 million. 3 million bad names, you know, people who passed away, I mean, just duplicates, all kinds of issues, and said there's 3 million here. They got the state to agree to 1.5 million, but they didn't, they're still on the rolls right now. They have not been removed. So here we are going into 2020, and they're not about to make any adjustment. And I mean, this is just ridiculous for their lack of, you know, sense of, you know, caring and integrity and sense of urgency.
Yeah, I would suggest to you, Bill, that this is a federal issue, that the federal government preemption, the rights of the federal government should preempt this, because the right to vote is so fundamental and baked into our Constitution that the federal government should set up some hardcore guidelines that every state has to follow. And part of what you're seeing, like in California, is a simple scrub, what I would consider to be a scrubbing of the voter rolls.
Exactly.
Honest, if you have, look, we have a long history, a little bit of this, like in Chicago, where, you know, the precinct by the cemetery had a greater turnout than you know, than the live residential community that was next to it.
We laugh, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fact. That is a fact. You know, and Ed's been on before and said, hey, wait a minute, you know, they can't close the polls until we get, you know, we can't even count on the vote until we get the cemetery vote, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you got to wait for that wave to come in, and somehow they all vote the same way, Bill. I don't understand that, you know?
Well, you got to help me out, Ed, because what I don't understand is how somebody can die a Republican, and somehow on the other side of their passing, they come back to vote Democrat. How does that happen?
Well, Democrats would call that divine intervention, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If they believed in God. So that's the point, right? So, but I would say it this way. You know, this is about confidence. And let me also say something about the peace. You know, you mentioned Russia and China and foreign, you know, governments trying to interfere in our election. And put aside all the politics, because all that is really a baloney. In the end, what Russia wants to do, and maybe what China wants to do, is create destabilization and a lack of confidence, a lack of credibility in the result of our election. They want us to question. They want the American people to question the mechanism of our elections and therefore the result of our elections. And it's not just to tilt the needle to one side or the other. It is really about undermining the confidence that the American people have in their electoral process.
Right.
And that, it serves their needs, regardless who ends up being president, because in the end, the players like Russia, players like China, are not in it for the next 4 years. They're in it for the fifth year, look. And what they're trying to do is undermine our democracy by undermining our voting process.
And ultimately, to pull us under a one-world government. I mean, and now you got globalist mindsets that come into play here, right?
Well, you got globalist mindsets who are what you and I would consider to be un-American in an idea, you know, in a more socialistic a more, what my Latin wife, my Cuban wife would say, more a Castro-like a view of the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. Gotta go to break. We got more for Matt after this. Stay with us.
All right.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're talking voter integrity and making sure every vote counts with Ed Pizzuoli. Ed is the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida. He was there. Did you get a T-shirt like I Love Hanging Chads or something like that?
Hurricane, that was part of the old press conference that I did. Hurricane Chad hit Broward County. You know, that was the headline. But yeah, That was a while ago.
Well, just for fun, I mean, everybody, I think, you know, for generations, the Hanging Chad will be forever famous, but now being replaced by all this ballot harvesting that's going on. What do we got, 2-3 states now doing ballot harvesting?
Yeah, and it's 3 states, and you're going to see some more of that. The question is, here's the issue. It does put a lot of pressure on local political organizations to make sure that they keep their opponents in check, and, you know, complain about legitimate things and not complain about things that are just simply noise.
Right.
So you've got to also filter some of those things out. So when you do complain, you have credibility.
Exactly.
And so there are real issues, with voting by mail. The president's right. And there's no reason why we can't go and vote in person. In Florida, you can vote early. We're already in the primary season here.
Exactly.
Primary is next week. You can vote early. Yes, I can go vote today at a live polling station or early voting station. And frankly, that is far more secure than voting by mail.
Mm-hmm. I've always been one to go back to the old school, Ed, of just having one day. Everybody take a day off and let's do it in one day. There's been arguments, obviously, and the movement has been that we open up the time available for people, you know, early voting and that sort of thing. And I've been concerned about early voting because it just seems that the more opportunity and options that you make available, the pressure you put on the integrity and create opportunities for people to cheat.
So there are two points about early voting that I want to make, Bill. One is that what we found in Florida, even though, again, we've had a pretty robust experience with early voting, all it's simply done, it hasn't really increased the participation of actual voters. It has simply displaced the voters who would normally have voted on Election Day to maybe voting at a more convenient time earlier. And so to the degree it took the pressure off the elections office for purposes of Election Day, that was actually helpful, to be fair. However, I would say it this way. The reason why I don't like early voting is because with a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news cycle, if I vote 2 weeks before you, we're actually voting under potentially totally different circumstances.
Exactly.
What happens in that 2 weeks now? And so with the world moving as fast as it is, elections should be about a snapshot in time, and we should all be having this, essentially the same information, essentially at the same news cycle, so we can determine who the best candidate is all at one time, as opposed to me voting maybe a week earlier under a set of different circumstances, as opposed to someone else voting a week later.
Exactly. And case in point is we're going to have some states voting even before we have the first debate.
Yeah, and that's a problem. So as an example, let's just take an example. If you look back in history, these presidential debates matter. President Ford's debate, Ronald Reagan's debate, there were moments.
Of course, Nixon Kennedy, big, right,
the first
exactly.
One, right?
Right.
The first one, which determined those who watched on television thought Kennedy won and vice versa, that Nixon won on listening to the radio. But the bottom line is there were moments in those debates historically that moved the needle from an electoral standpoint. And if you already voted, you already voted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and none of that's going to impact you at all.
Don't worry. The Democrats will allow you to take that vote back and you can change it later, you know, somehow. They'll come up with something.
As long as you're voting the right way, as long as you're changing in their mind, right.
Of course.
So,
the thing I wanted to bring out in regard to ballot harvesting, particularly in California, as I mentioned, this is where I'm at. There was like 6-7 districts that changed. They went from a solid red district to blue in one voting cycle. How is that possible? I mean, you got to cheat to make that happen. And that's exactly, I think, and I'm not trying to raise noise just to raise noise about it, but I think, you've got to question, you know, mysterious things like that, similar to what happened in Pennsylvania, where you have like 59, 58 voting districts that vote 100% for Barack Obama. That's impossible.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen across the state. You know, when the Philadelphia, you look at, I remember talking to my son in one of those elections with Barack Obama, I think it was against Romney, and my son was up at the University of Pennsylvania, and he says, oh, I'm looking at the local news, and Romney's winning. And I said, well, have Philadelphia precincts come in, because what happens is exactly what you said. It's almost 100%. In fact, in some of those precincts, it was 100%. And in my view of the world is, you can't when you can't get five Americans to agree where to go to lunch without some discussion, and right. and 100% of the precinct is voting for one candidate versus another. I get suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting an idea. I mean, I love, you know, what we're starting to see in terms of actual feedback in reality of some of this mail-in voting. And it's been a disaster, so to speak. I mean, when President Trump initially said, look, there's a problem here, it opens up the door to voter fraud. And, of course, the media pigpiled on him to no end. All the talking heads of the mainstream media attacked him. But they never come back to say, well, you know, President Trump was mostly right than wrong.
Yeah, and this is partly, look, this is partly the bias inside the media. They want to attack Trump if he says, you know, at nighttime it's dark. For some reason, the media won't even agree with them there. Right. And so the question becomes, though, is there some truth to it? And I think the president's point is that Americans deserve to have full confidence in their electoral process. And when we do not, it undermines democracy for everybody, both Republicans
exactly.
and Democrats. And that is the big issue to me, because it this kind of process lives beyond the one election that we're now facing. So, you know, we're doing a 2020, and, you know, you'll hear it every election. You hear this is the most important election, and maybe this one is. Mm-hmm. But the issue is, if you allow for standards to slip from an integrity and confidence standpoint, and actually processes that are put in place that allow people to cheat,
yes,
then there is – that carries over to the next election and the next election, and it's an eroding process.
Excellent point. And that's what they, the Democrats did, you know, with this Russian collusion deal. We're finding out now that was such a hoax to begin with, but it was just to create enough dissatisfaction to justify the cheating that former Attorney General Eric Holder, as you'll recall, said. I mean, he looks straight in the camera. And goes, there's no cheating. You know, there's no voter fraud. You go, wait a minute, you knucklehead. People are getting arrested. They're spending time in jail for voter fraud. You're the attorney general, and you say there's no voter fraud? See, all this stuff, as you say, it just creates a perception that it's okay, it's justifiable to compromise our voting integrity.
Bill, we live in a republic, you know, a democracy-based republic, and the bottom line is that we need to have confidence when the people speak
exactly.
and elect their representatives, whether it's president, Congress, or whatever. Bottom line is that we must have confidence in those results, because otherwise you basically cut the power of the people, that those who are consented to be governed, right? If you cut the integrity of the people, and then you basically lost your government.
Well, as we wrap things up, let me ask you one final question. Is big tech helping or hurting to that cause?
You know, and the concern is when I go on and try to see Donald Trump's latest commercial and I can't find it on there, it's a problem for us, and that needs to be addressed.
Without a doubt. He's the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, and he's our go-to expert whenever we're talking voter fraud and voter integrity, because at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. America needs to be confident in the voting process to know that they know for sure who they're voting in office. Ed Pasquale, thank you, as always, for being with us. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you. Have a great day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a new short-form documentary by BAFTA-winning director Alex Lockwood entitled Test Subjects, and explores the pressure on aspiring scientists to experiment on animals in order to earn their diplomas. Now, seen through the eyes of a trio of former doctoral students, the film takes an unflinching look into the world few ever get to see, the pressure to conform in order to graduate. Test Subjects has been nominated for an award in the documentary category for the 2020 Lancaster International Short Film Festival. Dr. Emily Trunnell is with us, and she's going to be sharing her personal journey through academia, why she decided to stop experimenting on animals despite pressure from within the scientific community, and how a film like Test Subjects shines a light on why animal experimentation to gain a degree is unnecessary. Dr. Trunnell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, tell us about the importance of a film like Test Subjects. What is it telling us?
Well, Test Subjects, as you mentioned, it's my personal story and the story of two other PhD scientists, and it's a story that a lot of scientists would recognize and see as their own. And it's about having been told that we had to hurt and kill animals in order to graduate and become good scientists. And it's not only important for young aspiring scientists, whether they're high school students who are told they have to dissect animals, or graduate or undergraduate students who are wanting to get into the scientific or medical field. And kids are going back to school now. Maybe they've been inspired in this silver lining of the pandemic to really get involved in science and medical research. Mm-hmm. And we want them to know that you don't have to hurt and kill animals to be a good scientist. Even you can be an even better scientist if you use more sophisticated human-relevant methods to study human disease.
Exactly. Well, what was that like for you? I mean, I took biology classes. We did some dissection of frogs, but I mean, this is they're dead. I mean, they're not alive, but yet I guess in a relevant chain of events, you're part and parcel of part of the issue here. But what was that like for you in dealing with, first of all, maybe like I did with dead frogs, and now all of a sudden you're dealing with dead animals? I mean, this had to just create all kinds of moral conflict within you.
First, but I was young and I was doing what my mentors told me had to be done. I was told at the beginning of my graduate school career that if I didn't do experiments on animals, that nobody would want to publish my papers. And in academia, you may have heard the term publish or perish. You've got to publish, and you've got to, that way you can get more research funding, so you can get more publications and get more research funding. It's this cycle. I didn't understand when I had to dissect a cat in my undergraduate curriculum, and I didn't know that, that cat came from a pound or, a shelter and could have been somebody's lost companion. I didn't understand that the frogs that are used for dissection are bred in these horrible facilities and then killed just so students can dissect them, when there are, computer programs and live simulations that do just as well or better to teach students about biology.
So as you're going through this process, you're growing in awareness of the origination of a live animal, and here you are, for the sake of getting a degree, you have got to participate, or no degree for you, right?
Right, and I trusted my mentors, and I did the experiments, and when I sat down to write my papers, which was the goal, I had to justify why I did what I did. And what I realized was that it was just to get my degree. My experiments on rats and mice weren't doing anything to help humans. They were just to get me that paper. And that's when I realized, this is, one, not something that I can continue to be a part of, and this is, two, something that other people need to know about and know how they can avoid.
I gotta imagine the increasing conflict that you were dealing with. And here you are, you're in the final steps of earning your degree, and you've got this conflict. I mean, how did you deal with this?
Well, at the time, I think I did what a lot of people do. It's even true for people who work in slaughterhouses, who there's enormous rates of PTSD, and people who have to desensitize yourself to the animals to be able to do these kinds of things. I was forced to do that until I could, finish and get out and be able to advocate on the other side.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Emily Trunnell. She's a neuroscientist, a research associate, and an institutional animal care and use committee liaison for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and she's sharing her story. You mentioned, Emily, earlier that there are other ways and more humane ways to do these experiments. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Right. So, we get into science. The whole reason anyone gets into science or is interested in science is because we want to cure disease. We want to help people who are suffering. And what a lot of people don't know is that 95% of the drugs that show to be safe and effective in animals, they fail when they get to human trials, 95% of the time. Nothing else fails that often, and we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, this is the 21st century. We don't have horse and buggy anymore. We have cars. We have sophisticated methods where we can use human skin cells or advanced computer modeling to model human biology instead of, biology of mice and rats and dogs and monkeys.
So we definitely have come a long way with this new technology. And interestingly, at the same time, in the cancel culture that is quite pervasive in academia, it seems that the pressure that students, going through an advanced degree program where they're pressed like you were, the whole canceling culture is so weaponized that if you don't go along to get along, you're canceled, right?
That's true. A lot of people, it's true that a lot of people feel that way. And that's what I thought when I was a graduate student, that if I didn't, and I was, you know, in a way told that too, whenever I brought up, is what we're doing ethical, is what we're doing actually the right way to do things, you know, I was hushed. I was like, no, of course it is. All science is good science. We're going to learn something no matter what. But, you know, the way that it should be looked at is when there's someone suffering on the other end of that science, I mean, you have to take a step back and ask, is what I'm doing right? Mm-hmm. And what I found afterwards was that there are many, many scientists who have questioned that and switched their method of research and are wildly successful and doing great things in the world.
Yeah, much more available than ever before because of the courage of these scientists before you. With your story, what most of all did you learn that will help students advocate for themselves?
I learned that, you know, if you think, if you're having thoughts like this, if you're realizing that, you know, you don't want to participate in animal experimentation, it's not good science, you weren't the first one. There are many others of us like you, and please reach out. We have a special email address set up, gradstudent@peta.org, and that's for students at any stage of their cycle, high school, undergraduate, graduate students. We would love to help you advocate for yourself and give you our wealth of resources to conduct science in a way that doesn't hurt animals.
Well, for you, for all that you went through in your story, Emily, this has been an opportunity for you to keep other students from having to deal with the conflict that you had to manage as you were going through the process, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the most rewarding things about what I do now. You know, I work with other scientists and work with government agencies to get get replacements for animal tests approved and in use. But I get to save other students, early career researchers from this dilemma, and save animals too, and save science from being done that's not really benefiting humans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's extremely rewarding, and although I wish I could change what I did in the past, I'm glad that I'm able to use it for good now.
Well, Dr. Emily Trummel, a neuroscientist, research associate, and institutional animal care and use committee liaison for the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. It is a story that ends well, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. Remind everybody very quickly, we've got about 5 seconds left where they can go for more information.
And that's testsubjectfilm.com.
This is sponsored by Wells Fargo. More than 37 million people, including more than 11 million children, lived in a food insecure household in the U.S. Then a pandemic hit. Now, more than 54 million people may face hunger. Since the coronavirus began, food banks have seen surges in demand, declines in food donations, and fewer volunteers. Casey Marsh is the Chief Development Officer at Feeding America.
Our network of food banks distributed 20% more food in March compared to average months. This is the perfect storm, and we need your help now more than ever. We estimate that 18 million children this year may not know where their next meal is coming from as a result of the pandemic.
Wells Fargo is teaming up with Feeding America to transform key locations into drive-up food banks throughout the summer. Find a location to help near you, wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and happy to be that way because, boy, I'll tell you, in a cancel culture where so much is just the opposite, you know, what's up is down, down is up, you know, good, evil, bad. I mean, whoa, we are in those times, ladies and gentlemen, and we're doing everything we can to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Well, we've got Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the mainstream media is doing everything they can to support their candidate by trying to image them in such a way that, frankly, is just not very honest. Kamala Harris, they're regarding as a pragmatic centrist now, a pragmatic centrist, when her policies are anything but even when she ran for president, it was clear she was no pragmatic centrist. Even Joe Biden is being positioned as a centrist moderate. This is all brought to you by the TV talking heads, you know, on the left. But Curtis Houck, the managing editor of Newsbuster, says they're all wrong. The TV news spins left-wing Biden as a centrist moderate and now Kamala as a pragmatic centrist. Curtis, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing all right, Bill.
Well, this is crazy, huh? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe your lying ears or, that comes directly from the mouth of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Or are we to believe what the mainstream media would want us to believe?
Yeah, what's so crazy about, so let's take Biden first, that, you know, he's pushed back heavily against the idea that he's a centrist. So the media has been going around saying he's a centrist, but he's insisted that, whoa, I'm a progressive, you know. I would have one of the most progressive administrations ever. He said that in February on Meet the Press. This would go down as one of the most progressive administrations in American history. You've had Bernie Sanders come out and praise his policy proposals as being incredibly progressive. You've had AOC talk about how, you know, basically she and others would help nudge him towards their positions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you go down the list, which is what you do, you know, someone says that they're this, and then you kind of look at their policies, you know, their either record or where they want to go. That really then informs whether those terminologies or those terms are true. whether right. they're applicable. Then you go down gun confiscation, government health care, adding the public option, health care for illegal immigrants, raising taxes, try telling the American people in a time of a recession and, you know, millions of people out of work that, oh, we're going to raise your taxes for the little money that you do have. And now you have Kamala Harris in particular joining the ticket now, shifting to her, where she's endorsed the Green New Deal. Okay. So, yes, this pragmatic moderate, I mean, this is just galaxy brain stupid here. Mm-hmm. But yet you have the media coming out talking about how she has such vibrance and energy. CBS this morning called her terrific and Obama-esque. Mm-hmm. You had Nisa.
Well, she is Obama-esque in as much as another junior senator, right?
Correct, yes.
And we know what the junior senator before her delivered to us, right?
Correct. Correct. Mika this morning said that Kamala Harris cares about equality deep within her soul, which I mean is pretty crazy. You know, CNN saying she's a fighter. It's a remarkable moment in American history. And yet, again, just like Barack Obama, they've set up this other narrative in case they lose to the president by saying that she's going to go up against powerful forces in racism and sexism, with one CNN reporter saying that racism is perhaps the most powerful force ever in American history.
Well, and she attacked her presidential candidate during the debates, basically calling him a racist. But, you know, suddenly, I guess, you know, maybe she's changed her mind, called him a sexist and a racist. And, you know, but being the chameleon that she is, I mean, really, you have two chameleons, really. They're the bookend of one another, right? You know, both of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where Joe Biden has really been able to move to the left and kind of be dragged to the left, you know.
I don't even know that he's been dragged, though, Curtis. That's giving him, I think, a little bit more credit. I mean, Pramila Jayapal said recently that they've been able to move Biden, that he is malleable. And so they see him as very manipulatable, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, you just listen to Biden nowadays, and yeah, of course you can probably convince him anything. And also, too, I think it's because Biden wants to be president.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanted to be president for, 40 years now? And he's really willing to do it. And that's what Kamala Harris did as well. And regarding the debate, the way the media looked at it yesterday was saying, oh, well, that kind of moment where Kamala Harris pretty much called him a racist, among other, they didn't bring up Tara Reid, of course, but Kamala Harris also said that she believes Tara Reid and all Biden accusers. It shows that Biden has character. That's what CNN said. So Biden has character and he's willing to forgive, whereas Trump is not, which I think is really interesting. I think that shows me that, you're willing to sweep it under the rug that, someone called you a racist, okay? I mean, that's still a really big deal in this country when somebody calls you a racist, even though the left throws it around. And they're saying, that he has character by just kind of tossing it to the side or, letting it go.
I don't know, amongst Democrats using the term racist, it's almost like, for blacks using the N-word. Like, it's okay for them to use the N-words. Nobody else can. So I guess maybe the Democrats, in their purview, it's acceptable to use the term racist because it's kind of maybe perceived in that same type of position. Is that fair?
I think that's a good point because they're otherwise saying, oh, you really mean it. You know, we do what we had to do. You know, right. That's probably her position. She did what she had to do.
Right. So, it's going to be interesting. Not that this would matter much. I think it's going to be interesting. Some have said that in the vice presidential debate between Pence and Kamala Harris, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out because, in a sense, the way this is also being perceived by Democrats is that though Biden is at the top of the ticket, a good percentage of people do not believe that Joe Biden is going to finish out 4 years. So basically, he has selected a real immediate heir apparent to the Oval Office.
Correct. And even if he does make it 4 years, the thinking would be that he wouldn't run for president in his 80s for re-election in 2024. So he would kind of pull a Lyndon Johnson and say that he announced that he wouldn't be running again.
Right.
So you would have Kamala Harris immediately step in there. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think you're seeing, the media beginning their, you know, they've already given glowing coverage to Kamala Harris, but they're really starting to build what would be in a hypothetical Biden administration, fundamentally uncritical coverage. For all of Trump's talk about shooting someone on Fifth Avenue and not losing supporters, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris could do that on Pennsylvania Avenue, and the news media would say that person had it coming.
I love your perspective, but it's it is comical and it's rich with irony, but so true it would seem, because sadly the mainstream media is not doing the voter politic any favors whatsoever. They've already picked their person and they're all in for Joe, regardless of any kind of deficiency, obvious deficiencies that the American people even see. They go, whoa, you know, there's serious problems here with his mental cognition. You know, it's really so obvious, and I don't know how, you know, they can't keep him in the bunker forever, you know. And you know, I was going to be interested to see, well, at least now that with Kamala Harris out, at least have you know, part of the part of the team outside of the bunker, because they've got to try to keep Joe down. But I can tell you, Chris, I'm in California right now and I have not seen one Biden bumper sticker. I mean, we're talking serious blue state California. There's not one Biden bumper. I see Trump banners and Trump stickers all over the place, and I'm seeing an increasing number of impeach Newsom signs coming up.
That's good. And I think what's interesting about this is, and we've seen in our coverage, looking at the coverage of all three broadcast networks in CNN and MSNBC, has been Biden has become persona non grata. That when they talk about 2020, they talk about Donald Trump and people leaving Donald Trump and people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 not voting for him anymore. With Susan Rice, I think this brings a recognition, forcing the media to cover both candidates, that, oh yeah, this isn't just Donald Trump running for re-election. Oh yeah, he's running against someone else. And this person is up in the polls, and voters might realize, oh right, Joe Biden, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then two, for voters, it reminds them that, yes, there is an election coming. I know we've been through a lot so far as the country, but yes, there is an election coming up, and it's time to start paying attention, and it's maybe time to start looking at what the Democrats are offering, because everybody knows, I think at this point, it's pretty clear where the president stands on just about everything. And I think that's why people like him, because you know exactly where he stands. But the Democrats are going to have to do their research.
Yeah, without a doubt. If they're going to do that, we'll have to wait and see. You said Susan Rice. Maybe that was a faux pas, because I think there's a good number of Democrats that wanted Susan Rice to be the vice president choice, not Kamala Harris. But Kamala Harris, she's the one. And as the mainstream media, as we've been talking with Curtis, she's the assigned pragmatic centrist, huh?
Pragmatic, yes.
Yeah, makes you wonder. Again, it's time for you to know the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all available. There really is no excuse anymore, because that information is available, and you just need to check your sources to make sure that they are as well pursuing the truth. Curtis Houck, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com. We'll be right back.